goes to Dr. Mary N. G. U. Y. E. N. Like November, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Scott, middle initial T like Tom, Morrow, M like Mary, O R R O W. Date of birth May 9th of 1964. Dear Dr. N-G-U-Y-E-N, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Morrow, who was seen on November 9th of 2021 for stage 3A chronic kidney disease, secondary to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. He has been very busy. His father passed away since his last visit, and he is closing his hardware store in St. Louis and only will be working in his gift shop next to the hardware store. This week is liquidation of everything in the store. So he's feeling fairly stressed. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. His weight is down 4 pounds since he had his initial consultation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose, actually more than maximum dose of Quinapril, 40 milligram twice a day. Spironolactone is 25 milligram twice a day, and hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. In addition to metformin, amlodipine, clonidine, and Crestor. Physical examination, weight is 216 pounds, blood pressure 126 over 82. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 15th of this year. Creatinine is stable at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 57. Sodium, 133, secondary to diuretic use. Potassium, 4.5. Carbon dioxide, 30. Intact parathyroid hormone is 28.9. Phosphorus, 3.5. Calcium is at 9.6. Albumin, 4.3. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.6. His hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Urinalysis, negative for blood and 30-plus protein. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness, hypertension well-controlled, diabetic nephropathy also good control. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.